I'm here with Stone Fox.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stone Fox. Have you ever been on one of my shows?
I was just on Duttheads.
Well, not before that. Before that, have you ever been on one?
No, this is the first time.
Dang, you were never on The Couch Philosopher?
This is the first time, baby.
Dang. Well, I don't know. This will be... I think this is going to go on Duttheads Patreon.
It's good to be here, though. This is one of my favorite shows, so finally completing one of my goals in life.
This is a goal of your life? Damn, dude. You're aiming high. You're shooting high.
To be a part of your media empire, of course.
My quickly growing media empire. Hell yeah, dude. But, yeah, how's your stay been so far? You've been staying with me in sunny California.
It's been thought-provoking, but relaxing.
What do you mean thought-provoking?
It's raised a lot of questions.
Like
about existence and life and my meaning in life. You've got me to rethink, reevaluate my life a little bit.
I've got you philosophizing on life.
Yes, on your couch.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been sitting on my couch a lot. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of, you came unexpectedly. Well, like I invited you, obviously.
Yeah.
But so we're still kind of going about daily life still, and you just kind of get to just chill, you know.
Yeah, it's very meditate, you know.
Yeah, you get a lot of time to philosophize on the couch.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a lot about my interesting neighbor, Arthur Fleck.
Yeah, Arthur Fleck.
Yeah,
that's his name. I didn't know Mr. Fleck's name, so no.
Yeah, like the Joker.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't sure if he got there.
He is quite a Joker, isn't he?
Yeah. So
a little practical.
Yeah,
gags.
He's got a lot of. He's gonna have a lot on his hands, I think.
He likes candy.
He likes dropping chocolate in front of my door.
Yes.
I'm gonna have a dog who will obviously try to eat it. Obviously.
Buckets of fecal matter.
Yeah. The shit dropper.
The shit dropper, Arthur Fleck.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. He dropped a bucket of shit outside of my window.
People are gonna think you're making that up.
No, I'm not. No, see the toilet paper in the front. Yeah. So
somebody had to clean it up. So.
Yeah, it would be super crazy if someone got a pig's head from a butcher shop and put it on left it in front of his door.
Talk about some street justice.
Some street beefs.
Street beefs?
Street pork.
Street
there
pork.
There we go.
Yeah.
Some street pork. No, I'm not going to do any of that stuff, but it would be crazy if every single thing that they did was just sent in an email to the, like every single day, I just sent
an
email to the management. Just tattletale?
Anonymously.
Were you a tattletale growing up?
No, I wasn't a tattletale.
No.
I was an only child, so I had to make friends, so ratting on people was not
that's
my go-to,
not how
you know.
Yeah, there's kids
it's
who
not
are,
a good way to make friends.
There's a lot of kids growing up that were like then known as being tattletales.
Yes.
They're like the tattletale kid.
Who were alienated from all games of like tag and hide.
But it's weird because tattletelling is almost a compulsion. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Because
like a defensive mechanism?
No, I don't know what it is. It's kind of like, do you remember when you were a kid and the teacher would be like, no tattling for 20 minutes. Do you remember that?
I don't think I ever experienced that.
There was like, I remember like teachers being like, no, you cannot tattle. We're not tattling. Because there was kids who would just, every single thing I'm telling everything.
Oh, they made it like their job.
Yeah, we had a kid in my class and we had this one kid and he would tattle. Every 5 minutes he was tattling. And then he would always threaten, I'm going to tell the principal. He would always threaten to tell the principal everything.
That's like
it was like a compulsion for him.
It's like bumping it up to the state senate.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell the senator. Yeah. Well, I think I did just get a Ring camera. And I think I'm going to add, I have a camera that goes inside of a light fixture now.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to outfit the outside of my apartment with just more and more cameras. Because, like, I've never dealt with, like, it's just weird. It's just fucking weird.
You're going to have to go espionage mode.
Yeah.
With all this equipment.
But I'll do it like the Gestapo, where it's, like, it's in your face that you're being watched.
Your apartment complex is going to be, like, 1984.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put a camera on the edge of my balcony going upwards into the sky.
Yes, like
facing, a spotlight.
Facing their balcony, watching him pace in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Doesn't he sleep outside, too?
He has to. I'm like, okay, so this is what he used to do. He used to be... So he would be walking around all night long, and he would sit on the steps. And he's never inside.
The Night Watcher.
So I'm and then they put up like a tarp around his the balcony so you can't see. And I think he literally sleeps on the balcony, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, just a blanket, sleeping bag maybe?
I don't know. Like he it's just he wears the same thing every day. Like I don't know what it is, but
we've all been there.
No. Throwing shit out of the window is just that's a little far. That's next level. You know, I get it. I've been a drug addict too, but I've never done that. I've shit my pants.
That's the closest you've got. That's not the closest in the bucket. I've came. At least you didn't take it and throw it on somebody's lawn.
Yeah, we've been
kept it to yourself.
So we've been investigating. We're not going to talk about what it is, but we'll talk about the strangeness. We can dance around some things, right?
48 hours investigating.
Yeah, we've been investigating something. I guess I'll kind of lead the charge in how to carefully talk about this. Basically, we may or may not have uncovered like a legit Fed operation within our, maybe not Fed, but like there's a legit, we found.
Would you consider it a conspiracy?
I think this is become a legit conspiracy.
Yeah.
So we basically found that there were people that we worked with who knew each other. Mm-hmm. Outside of us knowing they knew each other. And then they pretended, they like just happenstance, one of them happenstance began working with me.
Yeah.
And then more of them just so happened to hit me up to work with me. And they knew each other outside of me.
You knowing them.
Yeah. But they didn't let me know that they knew each other.
Yeah, they completely let that be a secret.
So they were like surrounding me.
Yes.
Like a legit op.
In different angles.
Yeah.
Pulling you in different directions.
And the things you know, this is bad podcasting because we can't talk about it.
Yes. I was sucked into this conspiracy.
So I'm sure when I told you about this at first, you were like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. And you know, because I've listened to your show for a long time now, there's a lot of smoke screens and WWE you know, going on.
Yeah.
But this might be the real
thing. This is like the real, weird.
It's confounded
and
me.
It's okay. How does this make you feel? Okay. So you know that I'm obviously a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and even some of that is like overblown and a character, right? Like it's a bit of an Alex Jones kind of
thing. Yeah. And I understand that.
Yeah. So like, Stoney knows me. We're like really good friends, and he knows that like, you know, obviously, you know, I don't necessarily believe space is fake and gay. Well, that one I do, but you know, or like climate change is definitely not real. I know that one, but just like, anyways, so,
but the ice wall
is real. So this being sort of legit, how does that make you feel about my, tendency to think things are nefarious?
You know, there's too many coincidences that happen now to where I'm like, there can't be a logical explanation.
Yeah.
Like this has to be real. And if it's not real, then like we're both crazy.
Right.
But the coincidence of us both being crazy is a million to one shot as right. well.
Yeah. I mean like here's the thing. So because it just all at like, it's not even adds up in the sense of like 1 + 1 is no, it does add up like that. Should we just say what we think it is? We might as well, right?
Do you think
right?
so? Do you think we can do that? I mean, if you change your mind later, you can just bleep.
I don't know. Because you know? Like we I think we should just do it.
I mean, maybe.
And blow the lid off of it. But if
get ahead
okay,
of it.
Okay, here's the thing. If
before
this
we
is
disappear.
If this is legit, they definitely have someone listening to everything that we've been doing. Like 100%.
They might still be following. Yeah. And now they
under
know
fake
that those,
names.
Now they know that
Now they know that we know.
Yes.
Cuz they would know that we're talking about them for sure.
Cuz they didn't know is. Either. And now I've been looking into it. On my own.
Yeah. So.
It's your call.
I don't know, so, man.
I mean, it is a juicy one, so.
I don't think there's enough pizza in the world that could feed the people who want to know these answers.
From a demonic pizza
I don't
place.
Know, man. What do you think? Should we blow the lid off it?
I'm game if you're game. I'm willing to throw my life in front of the
I don't know, dude. In front of the spotlight. So I guess let's. Do we just bleep the names?
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
You can, you know, if you change your mind, you don't like how it goes, we can always...
yeah, but then that's editing. Retract. I don't want to deal with editing. So let's
use... Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.
K, J, and T.
Okay, K, J, and T. Yeah, that works.
But those are even a little... Let's go a letter off. Just kidding.
I'm going to have to write all this down.
K, J, and T. Okay, so...
To remember the student.
We had a friend named T.
Yes.
And T... hit me up randomly.
Yes.
On Instagram, and we started working with T.
Very closely working.
Very closely, like became a good friend.
Yes.
With T. And, well, they're going to know who T is immediately.
I mean, if you've been following along.
If you've been following, you're going to know that. You're going to know who this is. So T then randomly passes away. He's murdered. T gets murdered.
Yes.
Well, T was friends with K and J.
Yes.
Outside of...
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.
When T passed away and was murdered...
Yeah, you gotta highlight that because that's an important...
Yeah, so...
So he didn't just pass.
So T didn't just pass away. T was murdered. So then I mentioned this to K and J. And K and J were like, oh, are you talking about... so-and-so? And they sent me an Instagram handle. Well, there's no way. I didn't introduce them to this person.
Yeah.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.
That they could have known